morning, everyone.
And welcome to the April 9th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll, Carla?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning. So some ground rules that we just want to make sure that everybody understands. I know a number of you are here for proclamations and communications up front, but then we have our regular calendar after that. If you're here to speak on a calendar item, just state your name before you speak. There's no need to give us your address and all that, but let us know who you are. If you're a lobbyist representing an organization, please let us know that. Everyone's given 3 minutes to speak unless there's been some special arrangement. Please testify only to the item at hand when we're doing the council calendar. So that everyone feels welcome, we ask that during council calendar items, people express their support by, say, raising their hands or something, but we ask you to not applaud for the things you believe in and boo the things you don't, so that everyone gets a chance to have their say in a deliberative way here in the chamber. Disruptive behavior is not tolerated, and if you exhibit that kind of behavior, we'll ask you to leave. If you have any council handouts, please give them to Carla and she'll distribute them to the council. So thanks everyone for joining us today and look forward to this morning's discussion. First up, we have a proclamation honoring someone who has done so much for our city. Let me just start with a personal note. 20 years ago, I got elected city commissioner, and somewhat to my surprise, Mayor Katz assigned the Parks Bureau to me. And I got to meet and begin working with this amazing man named Charles Jordan, and who already was a legend in the city because he was the first African-American city commissioner and the first African-American Parks Bureau director. But much more than that, he was this amazing dynamo of energy and vision for what parks ought to be for the city. And a few weeks after that first meeting, he and David Judd and I sat around the round table that's now in Commissioner Novick's office, and we set off on a bold plan to pass a parks bond measure and improve parks all over the city and build some new community centers and, as Charles would say, reach more people with parks and with recreation. And it was a wonderful and exciting ride. Zary is here, who led all those projects. Doug's here, who got to manage those projects during and after their construction. A lot of people in the room benefited from working with Charles, but then Portlanders all across the city got to benefit from his work, and that's why we're here to celebrate this morning with a proclamation and with some folks who'd like to speak more about Charles and his legacy. So let me read this proclamation and ask maybe go ahead and come up now. Dion Jordan's here. Come on up, Dion. Zari's here. Mike Abate, our Parks Director, is here. Come on up. I'll read the proclamation, and then we'll give each of you a chance to add some reflections as well. This says, whereas Charles Ray Jordan was appointed as Portland's first African-American city commissioner in 1974 and then publicly elected to his seat in 1976, and whereas Charles Jordan served on the Portland City Council for 10 years and during his tenure led Portland Fire and Rescue, the Portland Police Bureau, and Portland Parks and Recreation, and whereas in 1989, Charles Jordan was named director of Portland Parks and Recreation, and under his leadership, the Bureau added 44 parks and natural areas. And whereas Charles Jordan's leadership extended beyond Portland, he became a leading national voice in the parks and recreation movement. And whereas Charles Jordan understood the value of public parks and open spaces, wisely sharing that parks are more than just fun and games. And whereas Charles Jordan was above all else passionate about access to parks and recreation programs for everyone, inspiring countless peers and other people to help themselves and their community. And whereas Charles Jordan led Portland into a new era of parks and recreation, earning Portland a national gold medal in 2011. And whereas in honor of his service to the city, Commissioner Nick Fish dedicated the Charles Jordan Community Center in his name on July 22nd of 2012, and he was there to enjoy that moment. And whereas Charles Jordan passed away on April 4th, 2014, at the age of 77, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim April 9th, 2014, to be a day of remembrance for Charles Jordan, and encourage all Portlanders to observe this day and his leadership. Thank you all for being here this morning, and thank you all for remembering Charles. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I was asked to speak first. Good morning, Mayor Hells, members of the council. My name is Zeri Santner. I'm the former director of Portland Parks and Recreation. I would like to thank Commissioner Fish for inviting me to speak before you today to honor and remember a great human being and one of my mentors. I worked with Charles first when he was commissioner in charge of Portland Parks and Recreation in the early 80s, and later as its director for 13 years. I think many people have lots of adjectives to describe Charles. Visionary, inspiring, a towering man, compassionate, a family man, and many more. I think, I believe at its core, Charles was a humanitarian. He loved people, you all know this, and he loved children, and they loved him back. He had this great gift of realizing qualities in individuals, and then without being patronizing and condescending, he would acknowledge that with people. He, as you know, he towered both figuratively and literally over people. But he was able to put people at ease so that they felt comfortable and at his level when they were at his in his presence. He also loved every color in the rainbow of humanity because he believed that the collective of this rainbow would strengthen and make our community, in fact, the world, more vital. Charles was an incredibly inspiring leader. One of his more famous mantras was, "I'll give you wings so that you can soar." And he had this talent of seeking out talents and expertise so that he could achieve his goals. And with strategic guidance and the full weight of his office, gave them support to succeed. Finally, I believe Charles's most enduring gift was to inspire young and old alike to love the outdoors and nature and to make it available to everyone and to protect them. I'd like to end with one of my most favorite quotes of his, which you all have heard, which is, "What people don't understand, they will not value. What they will not value, they will not protect. And what they will not protect, they will lose." I would like to extend my condolences to you, to his family, and to his Parks family. Thank you for the opportunity to speak before you.
Thank you, Zeri. Thanks very much.
Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, Mike Abate, Parks Director, and I have the great honor to stand on the shoulders of people who went before me. Zeri immediately before me, and certainly Charles. When I ask people about Charles, the one word that everybody comes back with is inspiring. It's difficult to be inspiring day to day. It's not just vision, it's ability to communicate. And one of the amazing things about Charles was his ability to bring people along with him. He achieved so many great accolades and honors. When I travel around the country and meet with other park directors and I talk about being from Portland, oh, that's where Charles was, right? Everybody around the country in the profession knows Charles Jordan. It's true that some of our most iconic places came into our system while Charles was director or commissioner. Pioneer Courthouse Square, East Bank Esplanade, you mentioned the bond measure projects of Southwest Community Center and East Portland Community Center. But at his core, Charles saw places as merely vehicles to touch people, and the younger, the better. And he had this ability to, as Zeri mentioned, to just attract a crowd. And it's not just because of his stature. It was because of his personal charisma, and I think it came from a great compassion. He had deep compassion for others, particularly those who are disenfranchised or marginalized or don't have access. He's been credited with being called an evangelist for Parks and Recreation nationally. I think we will sorely miss his voice in the national conversation. I was just in Washington, D.C., and talking about parks issues, and I'll tell you, this country needs a voice like Charles Jordan to stress how important it is to get our kids in places that are safe, that teach good skills, that provide physical activity. More than that, in the community, the Parks family, Portland Parks and Recreation, our family, is mourning. As a matter of fact, Charles, when I talk to people, say, Charles transformed us from a bureau to a family. And so there is a deep sense of loss within the Parks community today. But thank you for this proclamation. I think it, in concert with other events, we had an event at Charles Jordan Community Center. There's a new book about Charles' life that Dion was one of the co-authors. And it's a great time for us to remember the importance of an individual and this particular individual and his fingerprints on the city. So thank you very much. My condolences to the Jordan family and to the entire Parks family.
Dion Jordan, son of Charles Jordan. First of all, I want to thank the mayor and city commissioners and also the city in general for all the love, condolences, and support that you all have shared with me and my family. My father was something special. I can remember not long ago, we were sitting on the porch of his house. He lives on a boathouse, and this was in his later years. And we were sitting kind of talking about father-son stuff. And as we were sitting there talking, he was looking back kind of over, his different accomplishments and different things. This must have been probably around 4 years ago. So his memory was slowly fading, but it was still there. And we were sitting on the porch of the boathouse and kind of looking over the lake. And out of the blue, he had just told me, he said, I never set out to do any of this. I never set out to accomplish the things that I've done. He said that he only wanted to do one thing, and that was the right thing. That he wanted to treat people right. Love everybody unconditionally. And at the end of the day, if he did the right thing because it was the right thing to do, treat everybody like they're the most important person in that moment, that he feel like his life would be meaningful. And it has been. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here this morning. Dion, I can just hear your dad saying those words. Boy, did he communicate those values every day and every encounter with each of us and the whole Parks family and everybody in the city that he worked with. So thank you all for being here very much this morning. Appreciate that. I know there are other members of the council that probably have some comments to make while you're here, because there are four of us, actually, who've served as Parks Commissioner, and all five of us really share in the legacy of what he left us. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. When we celebrated the 30th anniversary of Pioneer Courthouse Square on Sunday, I read some quotes from your dad, and I said to the crowd that having known your dad and met him when Commissioner Fish designated the University Park Community Center as the Charles Jordan Community Center, I think in addition to the adjectives that you described, Zeri, kind and comforting. I was awed by meeting this somebody who's been such a pillar in our community, and he was so kind and so compassionate. I said that having known him, I didn't think that he or Ernie Bonner, who also worked on Pioneer Courthouse Square, would appreciate a moment of silence, that they would prefer a rousing round of applause. Sure. And that's what we did, and it was a huge round of applause because there's so many, we had thousands of people in Pioneer Courthouse Square, and so many of them knew and loved your dad. And so the words that he spoke, I appreciate hearing what you just shared, because he also said, today you follow, but tomorrow you will be expected to lead. And I think that that's another good message, that if we do the right thing, we don't expect to get to where we are, where we end up, but you try to do the right thing along the way. And your dad certainly epitomized that. Thank you for sharing him with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Mayor Hales, first, thank you for issuing the proclamation, and thank you for lowering the city's flag, which is the highest honor that this city can bestow upon someone we have lost. And I spoke to Michelle Harper a few days ago, and she called me, and she was too emotional to talk much, and she was too emotional to join us today. But she shared with me a story or two about the love that she had for your father. And I want to acknowledge Michelle. She's not here, but she was actually the inspiration for the naming the University Park Community Center after your father. And she was part of this enormous army of people that loved your dad and wanted him to be honored at a time when he could be present. And I would say that in my public service, one of the proudest days of my life was standing with your father and Michelle and the community as we named a community center in his honor. And we hope that as young people cross the threshold of that community center in the future, they are inspired by what your father has done. And they'll certainly be confronted with all of his great quotes because we stenciled them onto the walls. When there is a passing like this, in my faith, we think about the seasons of life. And as we lose one leader, we look to another leader. And I want to acknowledge, Dion, that you have carried on with such grace your family tradition. And what pride we have as a city that you serve on the Parks Board, helping us to chart a new future for a bureau that your father helped create such a strong foundation for. And how fitting it is, as we pay tribute to your father, we also thank you for your service and for your willingness to step up. This is a very sad day for the Parks family, and everyone up here lost someone that they considered a friend and a hero. And the best way we can honor your father's legacy is to remember what he taught us, that parks are more than fun and games, and that ultimately we'll be measured by how many families and children we touch and how many people in our community can take full advantage of this gold medal system. And until everyone in our community can take full advantage of our system, your father's legacy will not be fulfilled. And so thank you, and our deepest condolences to you and your family for your loss.
Well, I'd also like to add my condolences to you, Dion, and your family, and maybe while Zeri and Mike stand on Charles Jordan's shoulders, perhaps we serve in his shadow, and we will always strive, I think, to reach the benchmarks of accomplishments and the tremendous impact he had on people, Portlanders, and he will always be remembered. I have the good fortune of knowing him. I didn't serve with him, but I knew him after his days as Parks Bureau when he was the director. I can't remember the name of the organization, the conservation organization.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And just was always just amazed about his commitment to families, kids, open space, and parks. So thank you for sharing him with us.
Thank you. Dan, I didn't know your father. I just know him as a mythic figure. But when I, based on everything I've heard of him, it reminds me of something Governor Tom McCall once said, which is, heroes are not statues framed against a red sky. They are people who say, this is my community, and it's my responsibility to make it better. And your dad was a dramatic example of heroism. Thank you very much.
There'll be other opportunities for all of us to thank and recognize your dad, and for us to mourn and also remember what he's taught us. I think what I'm going to do personally is, on a nice spring day like this, I'm going to go walk around a park or two. I have lots of memories of your dad. Probably the strongest one of all those was when he and I stood on the crumbling edge of the outdoor pool that used to exist at the Mount Scott Community Center, and announced that we were going to try to pass this bond measure. And he was, as always, passionate and eloquent and completely in the moment. And there were a couple of kids there. And, of course, he gave them a hug and a high five and said, you got to help us on this. And they just looked up and smiled. And I bet they helped. And I bet they now might remember that tall, dynamic man that seemed to care so much about not just the park but about them. So lots of ways for all of us to remember. Thank you for being here today. Thank you all. Okay.